back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School on a Wednesday. It is 5:35. I am a facts-based person. I have to, in this space, be accountable for what is said, what is shared as news, what is stated as opinion, and what is actually rumor. So, I have to, based on my license and agreement with the FCC, be very specific and particular about the things that I share on this station. And the folks that are on this station, when the microphones are turned on, it's a responsibility. A message board is not news. There's no accountability to it. Nobody's responsible for it. All those things in play. So we wait patiently. Again, I don't make the news. I only report on it. Once news is reported by factors that are considered responsible and accountable, then I can address those things and put those things into space. Even when I share said information, my opinion on statement is something I can choose to give or not give. Nine minutes ago, Lincoln Police Department released a statement. 9 minutes ago. And it says, and I'm going to read it, and then whatever response people have to it, that's, again, I don't make the news. I only report it. That Wednesday, November 30th, at 1:54 p.m., officers were dispatched to a residence in Lincoln on a domestic disturbance. Upon concluding the investigation, a person was arrested at a separate location. He was logged in at the Lancaster County Jail. While the police department does not normally provide a news release for a domestic-related arrest due to the high-profile nature of the person involved and in an effort to provide transparency on an arrest involving a public figure, said notification of the arrest is being made. As some of you have whispered and rumored, that person was thought to be Mickey Joseph. That person, by the release by Lincoln Police Department, was in fact Mickey Joseph. Now, there will be more information that comes from that, and then we will base that. But those are the facts, the only facts that are known. To what degree and to what other effect, I don't have information yet. I don't have to go on message boards to get said information. Not my concern. That is an issue between those people. But that is the news, and that is the information that has been shared. Jay?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's unfortunate, and it's obviously a personal matter, you know. So, you know, it just happens, you know. Talk about the position that you're in, and about Mickey, you know, is a trying time or whatever, so I'm still going to support him because I
don't need anybody's Twitter feed.
I don't need, again,
just saying it to people. I don't care what's on a message board, and I don't care what some other media person reports. I'm only dealing with what the police report says and the release in the police report. So text line, I just want to tell you what we're doing. If you want to participate in the rumor mill, this is not 93.7 The Ticket is not the place for you. I'll tell you that. It's just not. And I'm okay with you changing the channel. Okay, cool. Again, we have rules and regulations that we have to follow, and the conversation that takes place after that in space. No, I just read the release. The only facts that are known about it are what the police just reported, and that's what I read. So through that, that's what it is. I do want to shout out because there were some things that were on my list of things that I wanted to talk about today, and we'll talk about those things because, as we mentioned, there's a junior class that is in play. And all of the news that's taken place in this space over the course of the last few days will determine how these young people's lives are affected, like what they're going to choose to do or not do. And I don't know. We don't have all the answers on. We don't know who the coaches are going to be. We don't know what the staff's going to be. We don't know what the system or the scheme that they're going to run. Jay, if, to your thinking, how long does this process take?
I mean, it's an ongoing process because you could come in and say you want to run a 3-4, but you got 4-3 personnel, so hopefully you wouldn't be trying to force upon something on some players that don't fit schematics. So, you know, you'd like to be multiple, and so it could change. You could have a certain type of idea of what you're going to play during, you know, for the season and say two or three guys, you know, you get two or three additions or something like that. And then next thing you know, you got to change your scheme offensively or defensively. So it's ongoing. I think the biggest thing what they got to do is just, you know, that once the staff's set, you know, you got to do the, you know, recruiting thing, recruiting cycle, get everybody signed, get everybody into winter conditioning, so forth and so on. And then, you know, then once you hit, you know, then the identity starts to, you know, take fruition. And then once you get into spring ball, you know a little bit more, which obviously I think in this day and time, you're not going to know much as far as schematic wise, but you're going to see if guys' bodies change and see if, you know, the improvement on guys that you knew from the year before. And if they're early enrollees, you'll see that as well. So, you know, I just think that, you know, it's an ongoing process. It's something that you got to embrace. Change is inevitable now in this day and age of college football, both, you know, roster-wise, which is internally. So you might have a guy that you might have came in with in the same class. He might get the injury bug, or he might not be getting the opportunity to play. He ends up going to another college. Coaches come in. They're gone. Team doesn't perform. Administrators and head coaches are gone. So change is always inevitable. So that trickles down to the football team. So you got to embrace change and just get back to work. And, you know, you're a Nebraska Cornhusker, and that's bigger than any coach or any player that's coming here. Cause, you know, 20 years from now, I'm willing to bet, unless everything goes, you know, perfectly, you know, there will be another coach here or yeah. coaches in that point in time. Ideally, you know, it'd be great. If not 20 years from now, that means if Matt Rhule's still the coach, you know, that means he's won a lot of championships and a lot of games. But, you know, there's other opportunities and stuff like that that could, you know, come to fruition. So you got to understand you're playing for a bigger purpose, which not necessarily is, you know, your personal goals. And so, you know, this is a good time to get started. I mean, every team is out there, you know, there's teams that are in the bowl games. This is a good time to get ahead as far as meeting the strength coaches if they're there. I know at least one of them's in town. Learning the new, I guess, you know, activities that you might be doing in the gym. But then also, this is a good time to really cement yourself with the first initial impression. If there's a chance for you to be in the gym,
work
4 or 5. I don't know how many days they work out, but if it's 4 or 5 days, be there. It's 2 hours out of your time, or however long the workouts is. But the more that you're there, your best ability is your availability, and you're there, and you're the presence. You're the person that he's, you know, seeing, and you're able to do it every day. So my advice to them is get to work, embrace it, and all the business stuff that'll take care of itself. Thinking about transferring because you don't even know who the staff is. You might like the coach that you had before. You might really love this dude, and he might be the. He might have had his eye on you 3 years ago, but had no chance to get you because maybe he was at Baylor and you were, you know, a Nebraska kid or whatever. So plenty could always change. It's not always a negative thing as well.
Just got an email from the university. The following statement is from, and this is the official statement from the University of Nebraska. Following statement is from Nebraska Vice Chancellor, Director of Athletics, Trev Roberts. I was made aware of the charges against Coach Joseph, and given the nature of the allegations and based on the university policy, he has been placed on administrative leave. We will have no additional comment at this time. That is from Trev Roberts via Keith Mann and the athletic department as well. I will say this is a good time to go to break. We'll come back. We'll close out Old School here on The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.